WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky, all about an organization you may not have heard of, but could be key in distributing COVID-19 vaccines. And why are so many members of the House of Delegates launching runs for statewide office next year? This is the WMRA Daily for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 26th. More than 12,000 volunteers in Virginia have stepped up to help battle the COVID-19 pandemic, but officials say more will be needed before it's all over. Part of that effort will come from the Virginia Medical Reserve Corps, founded to help distribute vaccines. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
The Virginia Medical Reserve Corps was born after September 11th and the anthrax attacks in Northern Virginia. The state feared bioterrorism and was anticipating the need to respond by distributing antibiotics.
Somebody said, oh my gosh, how are we going to get all these pills in the hands of all these people? And we realized that they're required to have people to do that work.
Jennifer Freeland is the volunteer coordinator with the Department of Health. She says the Medical Reserve Corps has had to spring into action once before during the 2009 swine flu epidemic. But Freeland says distributing COVID-19 vaccines will be their largest mission yet.
We will probably mobilize 3,500 volunteers over an extended period of time. So it is going to be challenging. That would be just for vaccination, not the volunteers that are already working right now.
Given that looming effort, the group is still asking for additional volunteers, many who signed up back in March, like healthcare workers who were furloughed at the time, are no longer available. I'm Mallory Nopain.
As lawmakers in Virginia prepare for the upcoming General Assembly session, a huge number of members of the House are running for statewide office, or at least considering a run. That's because of a quirk in the 2020 calendar, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Usually, when members of the House of Delegates want to run for a statewide office, they have to give up their seats. Candidates can't run in the primary for lieutenant governor and also in the primary for a House seat. That tends to keep people out of the race. But not this cycle. Because of the delay in getting census data and redrawing the districts, House members can run and lose in the June primary and then hold on to their seats in the House of Delegates.
2021 is a great year to run for a statewide office if you're already in the legislature.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says delegates will get two bites at the apple. And Republicans who benefited from the old map will probably not be looking forward to whatever the new map looks like.
Politicians who represent more suburban areas, like Speaker Cox's district in Chesterfield, that's not a particularly Republican-friendly district now, in terms of the way it was drawn by the courts, but it's likely to be a challenging district in 2021 as well.
Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says lots of young House Democrats are looking at the mirror and seeing statewide ambition.
Within the Democratic Party, you're beginning to see the emergence of sort of a struggle between progressives who tend to be a little bit younger, newer to the political scene, and the old guard.
After the June primary for statewide offices, the House primary could be in August, or potentially even in 2022, depending on when the census data is available. I'm Michael Pope.
That's it for the Daily today. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a safe, wonderful Thanksgiving.